Good morning, people. How you doing? Welcome to the channel. I appreciate you guys coming back another morning, another day, another dollar, another one. Good morning. My name is Mark, aka Yamahamian. I chose Yamahamian because I like Yamaha motorcycles. And welcome. Welcome. You've got mail. Thank you guys for turning up with me again. Pixelman, Reddit, first one. Hell yeah, man. Liam Rogers. Both of you guys, thank you guys for showing up this morning with me. Thanks for being here. It's nice to have people to get up with early, or, yeah, I mean, it's early for me. I know it's later for some of you other guys, so, you know, sometimes it's nice to just hang out with people. Talk to somebody that is not, talk to people where in a place where you can be whatever you want and you don't have to navigate egos and popularity and all that other stuff. You can just be whatever it is that you are. 5 a.m. and I'm tired as heck. Liam Rogers, I know how it goes, man. It's 5:31 here, yeah. Pink is up in the house. Oh, is this Pink Goalie? Yeah, that's right, Pink Goalie. Oh, look at a picture of Goalie. Nice. Welcome. Well, welcome. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to get started with the quote of the day. 20 minutes on the clock. For the first segment, here we go. Quote of the day is, opportunity doesn't make appointments. You have to be ready when it arrives. Let me say that one more time. I like your nose. Mine looks like a pterodactyl mouth. That's funny. Love your own nose. Your nose is your nose, and you're not changing that, so get used to it. Opportunity doesn't make appointments. You have to be ready when it arrives. Let me be clear about these quote of the days. It's not like I'm like, let me teach these people something. I'm not looking at quotes and saying, let me educate people. This is good. I can teach people about this. I'm finding quotes that stand out to me in the morning. And when that quote stands out to me in whatever way it does, if I feel like I can put it into words, into understandable words, then that's what I do. You know, my aim is to, because I think of things in a very, I don't know, when I see things like quotes and stuff like that, I don't just take it in and say, oh, those are good words. I take it in and I ingest it and I roll it over in my brain 50 million times. I think about it deeply. And not everybody does that. And I'm good at putting things into words. Everybody's good at something. Everybody's good at different things. I just happen to be good at putting things into words. So I take these quotes and they mean something for me. I'm not saying they're going to mean something to every single person, but it could speak to someone. And that's all I'm aiming to do, is to, you know, reach out to, you know, different people need different things at different times. So I'm here every day. Okay, so opportunity doesn't make appointments. You have to be ready when it arrives. What does that mean? Opportunity is something that doesn't announce its arrival. Sometimes you just have to be ready for it. And there's a lot of people wishing that they were in a different position, that they were in a different place. People wishing things were different, just hoping for better days, you know what I mean? Hoping for something different. And sometimes we're waiting for something that's already come and gone. Opportunity. Sometimes we're so busy and making sure that you're comfortable, making sure that you're, you know, lazy when you can be lazy because you're tired of working and stuff like that, that maybe, or maybe you're just scared or timid, but you can miss opportunity by not being ready. Now, here's a good example. Let's say I decided to stream. Like, yeah, sure, I was streaming that day that Mr. Beast gave me $6,000. Let's say I was streaming that day, but I never set up my PayPal link, or I never set up my green screen, never set up my camera. You know, there's certain things, there's a couple small things that a lot of people would assume that you only do once you have a lot of viewers, or once you have a bunch of viewers to care about. Otherwise, it seemed kind of pointless. But I did those things because I knew that they would have an impact on people coming into the stream. Did I know that Mr. Beast was going to come in there? No, I had no idea. But I was ready for the opportunity when it came. Good morning, ADW. Good morning. Glad you made it, dude. Yeah, so very easily, if I had sat there and thought, man, I had less than 30 followers at the time. So I definitely could have been like, meh, I only have 20 something followers. I don't have that many followers yet. Or when I had zero, I could have been like, I got no followers yet. I got nothing. There's no point in me doing all this work. As soon as people start following me, then I'll start making stuff. I'll get a camera. I'll buy stuff when people start making donations and stuff like that. But that's backwards. How are you going to get people to do that stuff if you're not ready, if you don't have anything for it, you know? So I set up all my stuff, my equipment, my camera, the stuff that I had. And maybe I didn't have everything, but I eventually had everything. And I worked my way into it, but I kept on building on top of what I had. And that morning that Mr. Beast donated to me, I was ready. He couldn't have donated to me if I didn't have certain things set up. And I go to some people's channels and some people want a shout out, or some people want, you know, maybe help with something, or they want somebody to follow them or do these things, and someone will tell me, check out my YouTube channel. And right then and there, right in that moment, I shouldn't even have to ask you what your handle is. I shouldn't have to ask you what your channel is. I should be able to click on your name on Twitch, and your Twitch profile should have links to all of your socials on it. And then all of your other socials should have links to all of your other socials. I say that because, like I said, there's plenty of people who have come to me and been like, hey, I'd like a shout out. Let me get a shout out, or let me get this or that. And it's like, okay, so what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? If I can't even get to your channel, if you gotta send me the link and blah blah blah, and you gotta do all this stuff, then you've already, what happens when, you know, you happen to see some, maybe one day you're walking in a mall or something like that, and you see somebody, you like a YouTuber that you know, and you're like, oh my god, I get this one chance to talk to them, and you're fumbling around telling them, YouTube.com, you know, like, you better have everything ready for what you want, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be Twitch or YouTube. It can be anything. That could mean having your resume ready. That could mean having, I don't know, clothing ready for a specific job. You need to be ready for the opportunities that you want. preach. You have to put your own energy into your passions for them. I didn't even realize that this has been sitting over here the whole... Oh, never mind. Doesn't matter. You have to put your own energy into your passions for them to become something bigger. Yeah. You really do. You have to... Nobody's going to do it for you, and you can't sit here and wait for something to happen one day. Yeah, maybe something does just happen one day where it's like, oh my God, everybody knows me and I have this chance. Let's go. But you can't just wait for that because you have to be ready for those opportunities when they come up. And they come up and they leave real quick. You're making me feel sad. I stopped uploading YouTube videos. Good. Good. that's one thing that I mean is like, if uploading YouTube videos is something that you like, you enjoy doing, but it's work. I understand making videos is work. It really is. It's a lot of work. But don't let the only reason you're not making those videos be because nobody's watching them. Because you have to continue making them and you have to continue putting stuff out for people to start watching them. You know what I mean? Isaiah, good morning, dude. What's up? How you doing? Hope your day's going good. I hope everybody's doing good. Hey, tell everybody I say hi. Tell your mom, whoever you get a chance to talk to. Tell them all I say hi and good morning. Jenner, what's up? ADW, he just straight up said good. I did. I'm rebranding my channel from Reddit videos to the most random stuff I come up with. Well, you know what? Rebranding or not, you know, I went through some periods of time where I was not uploading. I just was not doing it. And when I look back, the most of what I think about is like, man, I mean... Even if it was dumb videos or even if it was like not much stuff, I should have kept on uploading just because the more content that people have to go through, the better it is. And on top of that, the more content you put out, the better you get. So remember that every time you do put out a video, it's practice and you're getting better. So by the time that you're ready to make a big debut with new branding and stuff like that, you can make some video where it's like, and now construction has finally finished. I'm back. You know what I mean? You can do some crazy shit or something like that and make it something epic where you've been in front of people and they know you and they're like, oh man, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, rebranded, nice stuff. You know what I mean? It's kind of what I did. I did stop uploading for a while though beforehand. I didn't have a camera to use. Then I got a camera and I didn't know how to use it. It took me a few months to figure that out. And then all of a sudden, if you look at the first video on my channel, it's probably, I had the camera that I had for a long time, but the first video on my channel is me realizing how to use the camera, or not how to use it, but the realizing what has been wrong with it the entire time that I've been shooting with it. Can I tell my mom you said hi? Yeah, Pringles, go ahead and tell her I said hi. Tell your mom I said good morning, and I hope she has a good day. In whatever language it is that she speaks. Illusions. Well, I finally got my diamond rank and I'm done for the season. Nice. I'm glad you've been working at that. So it's nice to hear that you accomplished. You know, you got that done. That's cool. But yeah, opportunity doesn't make appointments. You have to be ready when it arrives. I mean, it comes and goes like that. When I was, now that's not to say that you have to always be paranoid that you're gonna miss opportunity. I don't think that's the idea here. The idea here is just to be ready, just to have the things in place. If you want to be a race car driver but don't know anything about cars, that's a pretty long, far off goal. If you want to be a YouTuber but have never even made a video on your phone, what, you know what I mean? Just make a video on your phone. There's a lot of videos on my other channel made with my phone. I'm trying to figure out when to use it. All the time. All the time. If you're playing hockey, find a good place to mount it where you can see like your hands. If you want to make vlogs, really just you can use it whenever you're doing something. If you're doing something that you really enjoy. Let's say you're doing something that you really enjoy or you have a good time doing, share that with people. Just throw a GoPro on and try it. And don't worry about where to put it or the angles and stuff like that, because over time, if you're smart, you'll figure it out. It might take a little bit and you might get some horrible, horrible angles, and you might record footage all day and then realize that it's no good. Like, you can't use any of it. You don't know how many times I've done that. So just do it and you'll learn how to, and if you really want to learn, start looking at YouTube. What angles should I use for, what are the best angles for GoPros or hockey? GoPro angles, you know, start watching some hockey YouTube channels. I guarantee you there's a couple. I'm going camping with my friend, so I think I should use it. Yeah, use it when you want to. People are trying to figure out what is going to do well on the internet all the time. People are always trying to figure out what people want to watch. Just make what you want to make. Just share what you enjoy. And when you do that, the people who enjoy the similar things, or maybe people who didn't know they enjoy it, but they do, they are attracted to you. And you gain the right audience for the right reasons, and not just some flashiness that only lasts for so long. And yeah, sometimes people get millions and millions of followers based on just some flashiness and some weirdness, but they sacrifice a whole lot to make things happen like that. They sacrifice a lot to make that work. And if, I mean, you can see it. If you have the eye for it, you can see it. They sacrifice a lot for it. But yeah. Really, I think the best time to use the GoPro is when you're doing anything you enjoy, because if you enjoy it, chances are someone else enjoys it too. And then chances are there's also another person who's like, I want to look this up to see what it's like in person, or I want to look this up just to enjoy it while I'm not doing it, you know, stuff like that. So whenever you're doing something that you enjoy doing, that's my suggestion for the GoPro. I had my smoothie early this morning. I had it before the stream, which was a little weird because I don't like, right when I wake up, I don't like eating, or I don't like, yeah, I just don't like eating. I don't like doing anything. I like just sitting, and like, it's like my system is rebooting or something. But I had my smoothie. It tastes good. I'm Pringles, yeah. Yeah, I totally got that one. How's it going, Pringles? I was recording some gameplay yesterday for a video, and it was just going horribly. I wasn't in the mood, and I started in Minecraft and dropped all my items like 3 times in like 10 minutes. Whenever GTA got murdered, Apex got murdered, Black Ops got murdered. So, I think instead my video is going to be, I suck at all games. That's going to be the title. Oh, the picture. That's right. I totally forgot about that, dude. Yeah, let me, I'll take one. I'll take one and send it to you ASAP. But, today I'm going to be... Man, I've got a gaming video. I just finished a gaming video this morning. And I got another gaming video to make before the end of this weekend. And I got the PC build to finish. I still have this motherboard just sitting right here next to me. So, but that's my way of being ready for opportunity. I'm gonna keep making these videos. No, I don't get a ton of views. I don't have, like, compared to some of these people, I have hundreds of thousands of followers, millions of followers, and I've got a thousand. An awesome thousand, though. And I'm gonna keep on grinding, keep on making my videos, keep on telling my stories, keep on doing my thing, you know, so that when opportunity comes, I'm ready to hop on the train. What game do I like playing? I like Ring of Elysium, CSGO,
Grand Theft Auto.
I also like stuff like SimCity. Does YouTube allow you to have ads? No, I'm not monetized on YouTube yet. I still need 4,000 watch hours in a 12-month period. And I'm at 12,000 minutes, so I'm not very close. Guys, that alarm, is the end of the quote of the day, and that signifies the start of our Q&A. If there's anything you want to ask me, anything that you guys want to know, anything you want to talk about, you know, just anything in particular, you guys are more than welcome to ask me questions. And these questions can be anything from how to build a computer to how do I talk to my mom about blankety blank. I'm not claiming to have all the answers and to know everything. I'm just here to share my experience and talk it out with someone. If I don't have the answer, then we can talk it out and see if we can figure out the best way to deal with it. But I'm here to talk to you nonetheless, so if you have any questions, go ahead and submit them now. Yeah, I feel you. I got only like 10 hours in a week. Yeah, I don't know what I'm at right now. For the last 28 days, I think I'm at... Let's see. Let's find out. See meow, see meow. For the last 28 days, we are at 11,918 minutes. Now, let's see, how many hours am I at for 12 months? I have 504 hours. In the past 12 months, and I need 4,000 hours. So I need 3,496 more hours. 3,496 more hours. But that's in a 12-month span. So let's think 12 months ago. This is July. So last July, I wasn't even uploading. June, July. I think I started uploading like August, September. So hopefully when I get like months out of there with like 0 hours, maybe then it jumps like real high. But I think that's what just happened, because it was just at 3,000 and all of a sudden now it's at 12K. I don't know. Like 200 hours. I have 500 hours in the past 12 months. You need 4,000 hours in the past 12 months to be monetized. how can I learn how to edit? You just got to do it, honestly. What I did was, actually, you know what? Okay, so in school, we had this class called video production, and we helped make the video yearbooks. That was the first experience with video editing, but that was in high school. I didn't start editing these videos, or even, I didn't even know what YouTube was until I was like 26, and I was 18 in high school, so I did. It's not like I remembered anything or much of anything from school in editing, but I knew like little basics, but I still was using a whole different program. So what I did was is I downloaded an illegal copy of Sony Vegas. That's what I started on. After I got that, I just started playing with it. I knew that you had to put video down on there, and I knew that you had to chop it up to make it whatever you wanted it, but I just learned over time. You can go to my Mark and Motorcycles channel, my YouTube channel, and see the first video I ever made on that channel. So you can start without having classes for sure. It's just a matter of how much do you want it. Are you gonna hop on there and start playing with these things until you figure it out? Or are you gonna quit because you don't know? Or are you gonna hop on YouTube and try to figure it out? You know, that's really what it takes. It's not hard to learn. What gets hard is all of the crazy things that you can do. And you just gotta start with learning how, like how to put music over it, how to put it on the timeline, all that stuff. But it's not too bad. If I miss some of the streams next week, it's because I'm moving to Europe, which is a big change, so heads up. Oh wow, ADW, where are you from? Are you moving to Europe, and where are you from? Is it bad to wear pink shorts as a guy? Not if it's what you wanna wear, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's nothing bad to wear as a guy. You wear whatever you want, plain and simple. That's the end of the story. They love it. My friends and family are 50-50 on this conversation. They either love it or they hate it. I don't know. I mean, everybody has, yeah, sure, everybody can have their opinion, but when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter, because a person should do whatever they want to do, regardless if other people like it. I don't do things because I think other people are going to like it. I do it because I that's what I want to wear. You know, that's what I want to do. What would be more specific? United Kingdom. Once the middle school starts having editing. Once middle school starts, I have editing and other stuff. Everybody knows that when Brexit happens, the UK will drift off into the ocean. Why would I be laughing? Oh, man. Funny. But yeah, so you guys, it is Q&A. If you guys have any questions, anything you want to ask me, go for it. I'm all ears. And if you just want to talk about something, go ahead, bring it up. I'm here to listen. Alfalfa, what's up, dude? Good morning. Nice to see you. I guess we'll see if my mom makes it in here this morning. I know she's at work. It's Friday. Everybody's finishing up their weeks and everything like that. I'm going to be finishing up my week with videos. I'm uploading a video today, and then I'm finishing videos to upload next week. And then I'll be filming videos to upload in 3 weeks. So it's crunch time at the end of this week. My schedule has put me, you know, just in crunch time. I took my time on a couple videos, and they're coming back to bite me. Well, this will be a big change for real. Oh, wow. Oh, Texas to UK. Wow, what's prompted that move, dude? Like, what's happened with that move? Your family, or what's that move for? In case anybody missed it and anybody's new, my name is Mark. I'm just here because I like to wake up early just to get my day started early. It's a little more. I was always complaining there's not enough hours in the day, so I wake up extra early now, and I spend one of those hours with you guys here, but I still have plenty of extra. I look up after doing work for a couple hours and it's like 9:30 and I'm like, oh my god, it's still early, you know. I get confused with the morning and stuff like that, but I'm here every morning just really because I know that sometime I would have loved to be able to wake up, click a button, and watch somebody that I know, watch somebody that I'm friends with, watch somebody I can talk to, watch somebody in a space where, like, if we wanted to get serious and talk, I could be anonymous and I could ask a question and we could talk about it, you know, stuff like that. Or like just being able to wake up with someone. It's not easy to wake up early all the time for everyone, so being able to have someone or a reason to be able to wake up in the morning is nice, and I figured that'd be nice for other people as well. And so I'm just here to talk. I would wake up early and try to do, you know, whatever I can to get ready for the day and make sure things were, I was, you know, motivated. So I figured, why not come here, do it live with other people? Because on top of the fact that I can motivate myself for the day, I can, you know, maybe someone can help motivate me, or maybe I can help motivate someone else. We can learn from each other, this and that, maybe shed some light on whatever it is we decide to talk about. It sounds corny, it sounds stupid, it sounds weird, and it's just like one of those things where you're like, I mean, do I really want to do this? You know, but deep down, I think everybody does. It's just this world has made you feel weird for wanting to feel good. I think people get so used to getting beat down by life. People get so used to being hit, just repeatedly hit with things, that when it comes time to, when people talk about be nice, be happy, or be this or be that, it sounds corny, it sounds weird, it sounds, it's unrealistic in a sense. Yep. And you're like, well, yeah, if it was that easy, I would just be happy. But it's not just that simple. I know. It's not that simple ever. Mark, you're the best. Thank you so much. How many hours of sleep do you get? I get 6 or 7. 6 or 7. So I go to sleep at 8, 9, 10 o'clock, somewhere in there, and I wake up at 4. So if I go to sleep at 10 o'clock, I get 6 hours. If I go to sleep at 9 o'clock, I get 7 hours. And rarely have I gone to sleep at 8. Usually that happens when, like, I'm like, I need to catch up. Like, I've been sleep deprived and I need to catch up. You're restoring my faith in humanity yet again. I know only like 4 people that can do that. You gotta go to playlist song or whatever for when you're feeling down. You're restoring my, dude, Pringles, thank you. I appreciate that a lot. I'm just trying to be me. I think that people have a hard time. I think people have a hard time being themselves or like 100% real in front of other people because you feel like you have to do certain things. You feel like you have to play a certain part. I'm just trying to show people that you can just be normal and you don't have to be judged all the time. You don't have to feel weird. You don't have to feel like you have to play this part. You can just be here. But we can do it in a positive way without it being like hippy dippy, you know, like we can just be happy together. We can just be happy. We got to figure out how, right? So we talk it out. I just got my, let's see. Have you got a go-to playlist or song or whatever when you're feeling down? No, I don't. When I feel down, and I'm, and to be honest, yesterday I was not feeling very good. I was feeling pretty down yesterday. I have a hard time that's something that I need help with, dealing with my emotions and dealing with feeling not good. You know, I struggle with it. I'm a very emotional person, and my emotions are erratic, and I don't have 100% control over them. If I'm completely honest, I don't have 100% control over, not the same control other people do. And when I'm feeling down, usually I make it a point to let myself feel down. I think it's needed. I think it's something that, even though it sucks, I let myself feel that way for a little bit. But I also know that there's a limit. There's a limit to it. And the moment that it starts to change, you know, what I'm doing, like if I'm lazy, if I'm being lazy, or if, like, let's say I'm not getting things done, let's say I'm neglecting important things, then that's my check to say, okay, Mark, you need to get a grip and take a hold of your emotions. And I think it out in my brain a lot. I'm trying to get better at talking to people about what's going on, but I am not the best example when it comes to handling emotions. I'm pretty erratic, and I've got some figuring out to do when it comes to my emotions. I've got a good handle on certain things, but when my emotions are invoked, when there's something that rises up, when something like sends me to that place of emotion, it's hard to wrangle in. It's hard to think clearly and do the right thing because I am a little off the handle. Okay, perfect. Except vitamin B12. I just got my blood test results back, and they're all perfect except for vitamin B12. Oops, you can take that. You can get that on the shelves. The norm is like 190, 170, like 110. Yeah, you can get that. You can get B12 on the shelves. I think they suggest that for headaches. Waking up at 4 a.m. is the best. Yes, actually, I really enjoy it. In the past week, the past like 4 or 5 days, for some reason, it's been a little more difficult than usual. But I really do enjoy it. I enjoy being awake and having more hours in the day. It feels much better. More workable hours in the day, you know. I have problems because everyone called me gay and judged and lied about me. What's wrong with people being gay? If you are, okay, good on you. If you aren't, ignore those guys. You know what you are. That's right. Those are good words, Pringles. But Liam, he's right. I think I'm starting to get a little depressed. Nadita, what's up? Good morning. How are you feeling today? So, when people call somebody names, when people call you names, I personally, I know this is not the easiest road to take for everybody, but I don't care. Words don't do anything to me. And people call each other words just because it's a word, because it's a hurtful word, right? And they don't know me. They don't actually know me. Maybe they know my name. Maybe they know where I came from. Maybe they know my family. Maybe they know what school I'm in. Maybe they know what classes I go to. But they don't know me. They don't know the things that I've been through. So they don't actually know. So there's no way they could... That name that they called me doesn't mean anything because I know who I am, so who I am to myself is all that matters. Gary Vee says this one thing, and I hold on to it. He says, I value other people's opinion, yes. I just don't value other people's opinion about myself more than I value my own opinion of myself. And I think that's very, very important. And sometimes we all get sad, we all feel depressed. So Liam, if there's something you're going through, if there's something that you want to talk about, I mean, I get it. People calling you names and stuff like that, and I'm sorry you have to go through that. That hurts. Especially when it's coming from all angles and you feel attacked. You just want friends. You don't want to deal with that. But one day, whoever it was that was calling you those names, one day, someone's gonna get fed up with their shit. One day, if they're the type of people to call you those names, if they're the type of people to say stuff like that, one day people are gonna get fed up with their stuff. And maybe that can go two different ways. Maybe they get their ass beat because they're being stupid. And maybe people just forget about them. People stop dealing with them. People stop talking to them. They're not as popular anymore. They're not as cool anymore because they're going around saying things like that about people. And Liam, I know you're young, so I also know that kids are mean for no reason. And it's not always like that. Just know that, and please don't take any offense to this, but kids are stupid. And when I was a kid, I knew I was stupid. And when I was a kid, I also knew that other kids were stupid. So they say stupid things. Liam, we enjoy your company here. We don't care whether you're gay or not. Don't matter. And those people, what they think, doesn't matter. Because you get to wake up every day. And you don't even have to think about those people. You don't even have to think about those people. So if you think about them and they, you know what I mean? Just remember that, you don't even have to remember them. And if it's somebody you see every day, then whatever. They don't know you. They can say whatever they want. But if you let it bother you, you give them what they want. If you let it bother you, give them what they want. They want you to get upset when they call you names. They want you to get upset when they're mean to you and stuff like that. But if you let it bother you, you give them what they want. Just don't let it bother you. And if it does bother you, don't show them that it bothers you. And I think a lot of times that makes it either A, they get bored, or B, other people start to be like, dude, he's not even doing anything to you. Why are you messing with him? You know what I mean? It's very difficult to ignore people calling you words, but I think you can do it. I can't give Liam tips about this. I'm from a bad neighborhood. If you call someone a bad word here, it's a fight 100%. So I'm not the perfect person to talk to about this. I hear that. I know how that goes too. Pringles, I really do. I know how that goes. It's like that sometimes. But sometimes you gotta remove yourself from those situations. You gotta choose the situations that you're part of. I know why abdomen is sore and nothing I can do about it at the moment. Probably need to go sit down for surgical wounds. I'm a bit ruined. I feel nauseated. Make sure you're getting rest, Nadita. I'm sorry you're still going through that. Just make sure you get good rest. Make sure you're taking care of yourself, alright? You know what? It does. No, I think he was saying that the person that was calling him gay could be gay. It could be lashing out at him because he is. Pringles, I have something to get off my chest. Can I do it here? That's what we're here for, bro. If you want to talk, I'm all ears. And I'm not going to I'm going to hate you for anything you say. We're here to talk it out. So if there's something you want to talk about, let's do it. Let's talk, buddy. What you got to say? But at the end of the day, guys, make sure that, I don't know, there's some people unhappy with the way things are going, and I'm not any less unhappy. I'm telling you, man, I was fed up with the way things were going. I was pissed off. I hated the world. I felt like the world was unfair, man. I'm like, what is going on? That these people get this and these people get that. And the sad thing is that there's people that probably look at me like that now and they're like, why does this guy get this and why is this happening for this? Bitch, I worked for this. I put myself in the position to make these things happen. Mr. Beast came to me, yes. Randomly, yes. But I knew who Mr. Beast was beforehand. Why? Because I watched YouTube. Why? Because I made YouTube videos. Why? Because I fucking loved it. Why? Because. I'm a pacifist. I always go the diplomatic way, even if it's available. About 4 days ago, there was this one gypsy that I caught crouching and cutting the little thing you tie your bikes to something with. And instead of telling him to get away, I kicked him in the face, and I feel kind of bad, but kind of good. let's see here. I'm a pacifist. I'll always go the diplomatic way if it's available. But you kicked him in the face? Oh, man. I mean, we all can't handle every situation exactly perfect. Do I think kicking someone in the face is the right way to do something? No, I can't endorse that. I can't co-sign that. I think I should sleep, see how I feel in the morning. You should be getting rest. You definitely shouldn't be up so late. If you're not feeling well and things like that, you definitely should not be up late at all. Sleep is one of the most important things when you don't feel well, so go get your rest and let your body heal. Did the right thing. You shouldn't feel bad about it. I'm proud of you for standing up for that person not losing their bike, or, you know, standing up for that person. You know, I'm proud of you for stopping and taking care of that. However, kicking someone isn't always the best way to do it. You could call the police, scream at them, I don't know, get their attention. And then if a dangerous situation arises, then kick them in the face. But I mean, let's say someone ran up and stole some lady's purse, I would not hesitate to sock him in the face. If he was running past me, I would not hesitate to punch him in the face and to stop him. So, who knows? In that moment, you know, I could say whatever I want to say, but in that moment, I could react totally different, you know? I think I should sleep. I'll give you an update. All right, Narita. Have a good night. Oh, it was your bike? Oh. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay, never mind. Good to go. I kick him in the face too. Someone was stealing my bike, I'd probably do the same thing too. I to be honest. Not to say that is the best situation either, but they deserved it in some way. Who should have given it to him? Nobody's judge and executioner. You know, there's nobody to say like who's right to give that to them or not, but. I know Mark is the best, but you need some sleep. Thanks, Liam. You're awesome, dude. We ended the Q&A. Why do I feel like Q&A and quote of the day went super fast? I feel like that went by super fast today. I wonder if there's any. See if YouTube's awake yet. See if everybody has woken up on YouTube yet. That's the beauty of waking up early too, is you get to see everybody wake up, get to see all the YouTube videos get uploaded, like boom, first one of the day. And honestly, I'm not subscribed to everybody on this channel, so let's go to this one. I'm also pretty proud that my hair has grown a lot and I can finally tie it. Completely off topic, but whatever. Oh, nice. I was growing my hair out for a while last year, and it got to the point where I was ponytail and stuff like that. Well, not last year, a few years ago. So it was awesome. That was awesome. I was like, yes, I can finally put it in a ponytail. I just want to put it in a ponytail and leave it up. Because in that in-between stage, it sucks. I think this guy's...
Hey, what's up, guys? Luke here, back with another...
Arbitrage Retail. Method. This is the guy who does PUBG TV, the PUBG videos.
My YouTube compilation course, which is normally $300...
Max Wrist hits 1 million viewers. And nothing ever really going on here.
I want to hear her scream.
The shadow that was up there is going to be was way louder than mine. It's going to be mine.
Really?
It's not going to be
the, do you think?
I was standing right next to it.
I remember how fucking loud this thing used to be, and it was dumb.
Mobile Dino. That's what I need to invest in. You get a mobile dyno machine. Do that for people. People pay lots of money, stupid money for that.
Yeah.
As soon as you started, that's your pressure.
Well, we might have just gone through some oil then. I know I have a light weep.
You have a leak, so you're probably low.
But I checked my oil and I topped her off.
Today?
Yesterday. Just recently. And it was I measured it, was well within the lines and I had
it
written.
Let it cool off for a second and then we're gonna wanna check your oil. First run I did was a power drop, I know it's rich. If it climbs to peak, I know it's lean. You want to see it
just
maintain,
nice
maintain straight across.
Okay.
And you can't go by 96 because that's the clutch spike.
Yeah,
once
yeah.
The clutch engages, now we're reading.
So it's probably about 90 like the other one is.
Yes.
I have velocity stacks to do and I have...
I'm going to get copyright again. It's going to get cut off for copyright. Mine's long, but it's so, but it's curly, so. Mine's the straightest of straight hair. Well, look how curly my hair is. My hair is ridiculous. We need justice. We need some justice and penalties. Wait, justice and penalties. Oh, Minecraft meeting. We need some justice and penalties. Alfalfa, I'm going to go ahead and, put together a agenda soon here, and today's gonna be my on today's stream I'm gonna announce the whole meeting and what we got going on with the Minecraft server, because obviously there's some things going on behind the scenes that need to be taken care of, so we'll make sure that happens. Hey Stevie, or is it just Steve? That's okay, guys. I socked a kid. When they were shoving me all over. Is it okay that I socked a kid when they were shoving me all over? Yeah, if anybody touches you, you have a right to defend yourself. If anybody touches you, you have a right to defend yourself. I would never throw the first punch. I take that back. I would never initiate a fight. Sometimes people do things that warrant a first reaction. If someone's going to do something and you have the opportunity to react beforehand, then do it. I mean, you can't call the... that's a slippery slope. I'm not going to sit here and make advice or say do this or do that when it comes to that, because those are all situational and all situations are different. You got to be careful how you react to physical violence. You know what I mean? But if I know anything, is if you are in a situation of physical violence, school is probably one of the few places that, like, a physically violent situation sometimes is unavoidable, or maybe you didn't do anything to get there. But in most situations in life, if you're in a physical altercation or in a place where physical altercations occur often, then you most likely put yourself there, or you most likely have gone against the better judgment and put yourself in a position where it was a greater possibility of getting into a fight. Have to pay respects. Where's your message? What message did I skip? You stood up to yourself. Did they stop? Where's Pringles? Completely. Gotta grow it out 3 inches and then I might get dreadlocks because I found a real good barber that makes only locks and he said even though my hair is straight, it's thick. Oh. I had locks. That's what when I was growing my hair out. That's why I had. I was ponytailing dreadlocks. You guys can look at my Instagram or in my YouTube channel, my old YouTube channel. I still had dreadlocks. I kind of miss them. I don't miss all the work. It was a lot of work and a lot of time I spent messing with them. But man, I do kind of miss the look. I like the look. I don't know, I might change up my hair though. I might get a different haircut or something like that. Because your boy got sponsored by Manscaped. So I got to get all clean and perfect hair on my face, all perfect and all that stuff. And then I'm going to make a video, make a promo, a promotion for Manscaped. And I'm going to upload it to YouTube. And then I'm also going to make it run as ads on other videos. So just like you see ads play before videos and stuff like that. I'm going to try to make a video that's going to play on a YouTube video, on YouTube video ads. I'll just put them on all Mr. Beast videos. It should be linked right down below in the, I changed my username. So the links might be a little messed up. That's what I mean by ready for opportunity. The link should be down below in the description. If not, give me a second here. Let me bring it up. Yeah, there you go. Heard they dry slow. I mean, well, technically you're not supposed to get dreadlocks wet. You should learn about dreadlocks before you get them. You really should. it's ridiculous, dude. You need to learn about them before you do something like that, for sure. It worked for me. You just gotta copy and paste it. Just go copy and paste or right mouse or highlight it, right mouse button, click it, and click go to that website or whatever. Oh, thanks. Yeah, I didn't, at the time I was so worried about them because they were so messy all the time. I was tired of not being able to like clean up and be like clean cut. I could have just cleaned up the rest of my clothing and stuff like that and been fine, but dandruff and all that stuff I didn't want to deal with. It was just getting annoying. It really was. It was a lot of work and I didn't want to deal with it. That's about the time that we have today. Real quick, let's go right back over what we have gone back over today. The quote of the day was, opportunity doesn't make appointments. You have to be ready when it arrives. And you don't know. You don't know when it's going to come by. You don't know when it's going to happen. So make sure you're ready. If you want to be a streamer, if you want to be a YouTuber, this and that, have your links set up, have your pages set up, have all that stuff, get it ready. If you don't know how, start looking at YouTube. Start somewhere. Get started somewhere. You know what I mean? You still look awesome. Thank you, Pringles. Appreciate that. Stream was an hour. Hour and 2 minutes. Um, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So in a few hours, I am going to be going live on Twitch as well. Oh, cool, Bravers. What's up, dude? Glad you made it. Sorry that you made it for the end. 10 a.m. I am going to be going live on Twitch. We're going to be playing some games, hanging out. I might do a little bit more of hanging out today. I haven't done a whole lot of that in the recent past, and I kind of miss it. So we'll do some hanging out, talking, and stuff like that, and see how things go. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for rocking with me today. The Twitch stream is 5 hours long, baby. Oh, in how long is the Twitch stream? In, let's see, how many hours? 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours in the Twitch stream. So you have time to eat some food, hang out for a little bit, watch an episode of something, and then you come back and I'll be ready to go. Okay? Yamahamian. Twitch.tv/Yamahamian. Here. Oops, that's not the right one. Twitch.tv/Yamahamian. There you go. What, it's the end? No. Yeah, Bravers, we do this the same time every day. Early. I'm sorry, dude. Yeah, it is time to go, though. It is time to go. You guys, thank you so much for rocking with me today. I will be back again tomorrow, your regularly scheduled time. It is gloomy and doomy outside. Whew, it's going to rain. Is that thunder that I just heard? I don't know. I'm out here, guys. You guys have a great day. Make sure you guys take it easy. Have a great time. Make sure you guys get something done today. Maybe you do something you don't normally do all the time. But thank you so much for rocking with me. You guys take it easy. Have a good Friday. Take it easy. Peace.